Hello.
Hello. Hello, this is Will calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Katie.
This is her.
Katie, just to let you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a minute?
I do.
Thank you very much. Katie, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you vote, definitely vote, probably vote, chances 50-50, or not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed?
I'm white.
Thank you very much. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You can choose any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Next question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Thank you very much. And what specifically makes you say that? Just a brief statement.
Economically.
Economically. Thank you very much. Next question. Which of the following issues are the most important to you in next year's congregational elections? Healthcare costs, immigration and border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, in providing K through 12th grade public school education, inflation, and the economy. You can choose two of them.
Choose two? Oh, there's a lot of really important ones on there.
Okay. It's two max.
Okay. I'm going to say protecting democracy.
Protecting democracy, okay.
Mm-hmm. And
if you want to, I can reread the list.
Yeah, I'm looking for, protecting individual rights.
Okay, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration.
Yeah, that's one of them. And immigration, we need to reform that, and the criminal justice system and getting rid of racial profiling. Like, they're all up there.
okay.
Go with reproductive rights. We'll go with reproductive rights and democracy.
Okay, thank you very much. Next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Getting better. Thank you very much. And now, thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I mean, better in some ways, but worse in others. I'm going to say getting better.
Okay, thank you
very
much.
There's a long way to go.
And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, or not at all?
How often do I experience it?
Yeah.
Not at all.
You've experienced. Yeah, not at all.
Me, not at all.
I know that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Next one. How often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preferences in your everyday life? Very often?
Not often?
Not at all.
Thank you very much.
Not
at all for me. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Will you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Fewer.
Thank you. A lot fewer or somewhat fewer?
Somewhat fewer.
Thank you very much. Next question. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. The NAACP.
Eighty.
Thank you very much. The Leadership Conference on Human Rights and Civil Rights.
100.
Thank you very much. Taylor Swift.
50.
50. Thank you very much. Joe Biden.
75.
The Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party?
Yes.
75.
Donald Trump?
0.
0. Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
0.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
80.
Thank you. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Colonel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, who will you vote for? Colonel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Thank you. Next question. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today?
Massively.
Is that not so worried, not at all worried, somewhat worried?
Like 100 worried, very worried.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Number one, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree
strongly
or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly
sexism,
disagree.
Okay. Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Strongly agree.
We are sacrificing too much of our own privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Next question. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and employment?
In general, do I support?
Yeah, do you support or oppose?
I support, strongly support.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read to you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree the most. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Second statement, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which statement do you agree?
I agree with the second statement.
Second one, is that a strong agree or
strongly agree?
Strongly agree. Thank you very much. Next.
I'm sorry I keep cutting you off.
No, not at all. I apologize because sometimes, you know, internet communication is a little difficult.
I know. Yeah.
But I'm hearing you perfectly, and I really appreciate your time and your opinion. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree that this is being undermined and under threat. A 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you don't think it's being threatened or undermined at all. Affordable health care. 0 to 10.
8.
Okay. Free and fair elections.
Do I think they're being undermined, right? That's the question?
Yeah, if they're being undermined or threatened.
Okay, they're not. 0.
0, okay. Secure borders.
Put me at a 5.
5, okay.
Yeah.
Strong military.
I mean, it's not being undermined, so 0.
0, okay. Quality K-12 education.
8.
Thank you. A fair and equitable court system.
10.
Thank you. Religious freedom.
8.
Thank you. Traditional family values.
4.
Okay, thank you. Next question. We almost done. Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you agree not at all with the statement. You can use any number from 0 to 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion changes. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. You may choose any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Law.
I'm sorry?
Law degree, the postgraduate.
Postgraduate, mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Let's say several times a year.
Several times a year. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you very much. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for all of your answers and your precious time. You have a good one.
You're very welcome. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.